Thanks so much for listening to this bonus podcast. I'm Susie Larson, host of Middays, and we at Faith Radio are working our way through the Gospel of Luke this month, reading a chapter a day. So every once in a while, I'll be posting some bonus content just as things stand out to me. And something jumped out at me in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, and I want to just talk about the idea of preparing for more. It's so interesting to me how Jesus and the disciples were out on the boat, and Jesus asked them to drop the net and back into the water. And Peter said, you know, we've done that before, Lord, but if you say so, we'll do it again. Right there, something stood out to me, because we can get into a mode where we are striving, we are doing our own thing, we work so hard, and we see such little results. But when Jesus comes on the scene, we can do the same thing, but we're engaging our faith and aware of God's presence, and everything changes. Well, I love that they let down the nets one more time. And you know what happened if you know, read the story. They brought in so many fish that the nets started to tear. Well, because the nets started to tear, they called in more help of other fishermen who came quickly to their aid. They caught so many fish, as they brought them into the boats started to sink. And in the midst of all of that, the people that were helping out were awestruck by the catch. But those, the one closest to it, Peter, the one who had the dialogue with the Lord, actually became acutely aware of his sinfulness, said, go away from me, Lord. I'm too sinful of a man to be near you. And I saw the progression kind of unfold before my very eyes. When we ask God to do more in and through us, Dr. Mark Rutland says, you know what happens when you ask God to bless your work and you do what he tells you to do? Well, that means more work. When God blesses the work of your hands and you're faithful with a little, he entrusts you with more. And the progression I see in this story is really a progression of what happens when we grow, when God starts to entrust us with more. You know, they bring up all the fish, and the nets started to tear. To me, that speaks of stress and even a change of infrastructure. So as we ask God, do more in and through me, it will show weakness in our infrastructure, whether that's our own mindset or our own self-limiting beliefs, or if you're part of an organization, it'll show weakness in your infrastructure. And that is stressful. So what will you do? Are those growth pains, or are you going to just retreat and go, this is too much for us? I think it's really important to look. If I've asked God to do more in and through me, and he's suddenly doing more in and through me, I need to look at the exposed weaknesses. We often have this fantasy, pie-in-the-sky idea that when God does more, we'll finally feel the validation we've always longed for. That's just not the case, and I'll get to that point in a moment. But the point is, when God blesses your work, as Dr. Rutland says, there'll be more work. You will feel the growing pains and the stress. It'll expose weaknesses in your infrastructure. What are you going to do about that? Well, what the guys did is they called in more help. That's often one of the wisest things, is assemble a team, get more people, bring people in on the struggle. And then the boat started to sink. There's a fear factor involved. When you dare to take risk, and they always say faith involves risk, when you dare to take risks and you step out of your comfort zone, there will be a fear factor, and you will need to call on God. And far too many Christians practice what my pastor calls theater religion. They stay in the stands, stay comfortable. They won't take the risk. And they'll critique the people who are taking the risk. And those who are taking the risk aren't doing it perfectly, but Jesus never asked for perfection. He's looking for progress. He's actually actively moving in those who are willing to take the risk. And he knows there's a fear factor. When you're in those places where you're like, we are in over our head, we're going to sink, that's exactly the place where kingdom power comes to bear in our lives. So you don't retreat. And even in the place, do not fear. Remember in the story where Jesus called the disciples, they went together and he led them right into a storm. The disciples were following Jesus, we read about in the Gospel of Mark, and he led them right into a storm. And in the middle of the storm, Jesus was sleeping and they woke him up. Don't you care? Don't you care? We're about to die. We're about to sink. And his question was, well, where's your faith? And the two things he modeled in that storm were, one is how to rest, and two, authority. He got up and he rebuked the wind and the waves. I would say when you're in that place and the fear factor comes, find a way to rest in the middle of the storm. Psalm 91:1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So learn how to rest, but then activate your authority, because Luke 10:19, Jesus says, I've given you all authority over all the power of the enemy. You can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and they will not harm you. You have authority. So take authority. So when you're in the storm and the fear factor rises up, try to discern what's freaking me out here that I can put under my feet. What kind of weaknesses is God revealing, not to condemn me, but to shore me up and strengthen me? Absolutely amazing. And then when you look for the more to validate you and you realize it has the opposite effect, because any kind of promotion will reveal new levels of insecurity. But that again, is there's no condemnation in that. It's because God wants you to, on a deeper level, realize that your confidence is in him. Well, after that whole scenario, Jesus says, don't be afraid. From now on, you're going to be fishing for men. I think there's another word here for us, that oftentimes we long for more out there, and the grass is greener out there. And God wants to show his power right here, right in our yard, right in the field that he's assigned to us. And when we engage our faith right here, and we start to see miraculous provision, we start to see growth, we respond to the stress with more faith, we deal with our fears, then we're ready for an upgrade in our perspective, in our faith, and really a promotion, so to speak, for lack of a better word, to do more with the Lord, even in a different field, if you will. Faith where you are matters so much before he leads you to more. Well, there's another story, there's several in this chapter, but another one a little bit later. Jesus invites Levi, the tax collector, to follow him. Well, Levi responds right away. So Levi's heart was clearly prepared. You know, maybe there was some dissatisfaction stirring in his heart, but he was ready when Jesus called him. In fact, so much so that he thought, I'm calling my other tax collector friends, and we're going to give a dinner in Jesus' honor. Well, that infuriated the religious. The Pharisees couldn't believe it. And you got to read their response. I'll tell you what they said, but I'm not making this up. I mean, these Pharisees say to the disciples, why do you people eat with such scum? Now, I know that tax collectors cheated people, but isn't that interesting how prideful they were? They didn't see their own, you know, need for Jesus. And, you know, these Pharisees addressed the disciples. Jesus addressed them. And in my paraphrase of his response, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. In other words, I've come not for those who think they're okay, but for those who know they're not okay. And these dinner guests knew they weren't okay. And as long as we think we're fine, we'll never walk into the more that Jesus has for us. Bo Stern writes this, Jesus is the only human in history with the power to write his own birth story, and he chose a broken one. He chose to enter our timeline low, maybe so we could all reach him. Isn't that good? So what part of what it means, I'd say, to prepare him room is to be honest about your need. And right in the face of your weaknesses and your need, humbly and boldly open up your arms, bow your knee, look to heaven and say, more of you, God. More of you, more faith in me, more insight, more perspective. I want more fruit in my life. I want more of you. Ask him to bless the work of your hands. You know, he loves to answer prayers like that. But know that when he does, your nets may tear and you're going to feel the stress of it. But you don't live there. If you're smart, if you're wise, you'll get your strategy from God. You'll respond and build up a new infrastructure so you can sustain the more. You will need to bring more people into that more. It might be a life group. It might be connecting more intentionally with your friends. If you're in an organization, it may be growing your team. But you're not meant to do this alone. You're not called to a solo flight faith. We need each other. We need community, and we're better together. And you know what? If you're looking to the more to validate you because you feel insecure about where you're at, that's not a good enough reason, but I still dare you ask for more. It will reveal your weaknesses, your insecurities, your need. But don't let that hold you back, because when you see your need, all you need to do is call out for more of him. In the Beatitudes, Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Well, the word poor in spirit, or the phrase poor in spirit, means blessed are those who know their need. Well, when we come to the edges of ourself and see our limits, right away we tend to go to self-condemnation. We don't practice self-compassion. We practice condemnation, and the enemy's right there to accuse us. But Jesus is saying, no, I want you to look up. When you come to the edges of yourself, edges that I have seen all along, look up and rejoice. Yours is the kingdom. I came not for those who think they're fine, but for those who know they're not. And in those places, he will do the miraculous. So I dare you, ask him, do more, Lord, in and through me. The Bible says that God is looking the earth over, looking all over to find faith in the heart of men and women. Will he find faith in you? I dare you to pray big prayers, and I dare you to step in to the much and the more that Jesus has for you. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Suzy Larson. This content is available thanks to the gifts of generous listeners just like you. You can become a supporter today at myfaithradio.com.